I like money, though.
Would you drink a gallon of water from a public toilet for $100,000?
I like money.
$100,000. Well, the dog drinks out of the toilet.
Mm-hmm. $100,000, you got to drink a gallon of water.
Oh, a public toilet, yeah. Gallon of water.
Yep, $100,000.
No, you could die. No, that you could die. No,
okay, you're
no,
saying no.
No.
Would you eat a human meat burger for $40,000?
Nope. I won't even eat a cow meat burger. You're talking to a vegetarian over here. Yeah. Not enough money.
But no. You could be a vegetarian, but you throw a lot of money at it.
No.
Would you sell one of your kidneys for $400,000?
I like money, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. $400,000. People give up the kidneys for nothing.
Okay, so you'd do it for $400,000?
Yeah. You can have both kidneys. Okay.
Would you accept $500,000, but every time you speak, you have to rub your nipples for a year?
So you like money and sex?
Of course I would. Are you kidding me? I want to do that right now. I'll do that for free.
No, stop. Okay, forget it.
$500,000. Are you kidding me? That's pleasure. I give myself pleasure by touching my own breasts.
But you're
going to pay me?
You have to do it every time somebody talks to you or you talk.
Oh, of course. I'll do it right now. Right now. I'll just constantly be, as long as I can use some lotion, because I'm sure they'd shave. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, that's enough. That's enough.
Okay, you don't want enough
no. Okay.
TMI.
Would you shave off your eyebrows for $3,000?
No, not enough money.
Okay. Would you have a tattoo of a teardrop on your face for $400,000?
Well, in this neighborhood where I live, I mean, that means you killed somebody.
Right.
So that would give me some major street cred.
$400,000, though. You got to put it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Would you cut off one of your fingers for $50,000?
No.
You're not cutting off one of your fingers?
Not for $50 million.
Okay.
Nope.
Would you drink a cup of human blood for $10,000?
Ew, no, for $10,000. See, the grosser things, you got to offer way more money.
No, I didn't come up with the prices.
That's not.
You're not doing it. Would you allow someone with a foot fetish to lick your feet for $100?
I like money, though.
Well, first of all, only $100 is not enough for anything. So
it's $100.
Definitely not.
It's $100, and all they got to do is lick your feet.
I was in a bar in the Hamptons when I used to be a shoe model. No joke. I used to be a foot model. And when you are a foot model, when you're a body part model, believe me, all the foot fetish guys come out. And there was a guy in the bar who found out that I was a shoe model. Mm-hmm. He lifted me up because I was way skinnier than I am now, pulled my shoe off and started sucking my toes in the middle of the bar. They had to call the police.
But you did that for free. I'm asking
you
now
for free.
If you do it for $100.
No. And I'm saying it would happen to me. It was a terrible experience because I felt like my feet were being assaulted. Yeah, $100 is not enough money.
Okay, last. You ready?
I'm
really wanting to know what your answer is to this. Would you slap your mom in the face for $4,000?
I like money.
I pay you $4,000?
No, you have to slap your mom in the face. Would you do it for $4,000?
I'm saying, so do I get to slap my mom in the face and I have to pay, and I'll pay you only $4,000 for that?
No, you get paid $4,000, but you have to.
You'll pay me for something that I would pay you for?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a yes.